2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now, brothers, concerning the coming of our Master Yeshua the Messiah, and concerning our gathering together unto him, we ask you not to let your mind be quickly shaken or be troubled, neither in spirit nor by word, nor by letter coming as though from us, as if the day of the Messiah is already here. Do not let anyone deceive you in any way. For that day will not come, unless a falling away comes first, and that man of sin be disclosed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called Elohim or is worshipped, so that he sits as Elohim in the temple of Elohim, showing himself as Elohim. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? Now you know what restrains him, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already working. Only he who is now restraining him will do so until he is taken out of the way. Then that wicked man will be revealed, whom Yeshua will consume with the breath of his mouth, and destroy with the brightness of his presence. Even him, whose coming is in accordance with the working of Satan with all power and signs and false wonders, and with all deception of unrighteousness among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. Therefore Elohim will send them a strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, that they all might be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to always give thanks to Elohim for you, beloved brothers of the Master, because Elohim has from the beginning called you to salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief of the truth. To this he called you by our gospel, to obtain the glory of our Master Yeshua, the Messiah. Therefore, brothers, stand firm and hold the ordinances which you have been taught, whether by word or by our letter. Now may our Master Yeshua the Messiah himself, and Elohim our Father, who has loved us and has given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work.